To understand the importance of transparency, we first have to understand that what we're trying to accomplish is to give the business leaders, or those within the company, the ability to make decisions. But when they go to make those decisions, they not only have to have the current data, but they need to have historical data, as well as information about the risk involved with those decisions. If we take a sample here of a company with manufacturing, finance, sales, we know that these different divisions within the company are going to provide different pieces of information and feed them up so that business leaders, again, can make those decisions. At the same time, we know that this is not only going to be, let's say, for one portion of the world in the Americas, but what about operations they have in Europe or Asia Pacific region? How are they going to have all this information, bring it together, and then have to do the hard part, which is putting some context around it, as well as being able to normalize it to be able to address these key decision factors. So from a transparency perspective, just from a business side, this is what we're referring to. But now, let's take a look at what we mean when we refer to transparency when it comes to the IT side of the house. The business, as the business leaders and individuals, need to understand what is happening within IT and vice versa. IT needs to understand what's happening within the business. Without those pieces of information, IT may make wrong decisions because they didn't know what the business was really referring to or what their goals were, and the business may not actually know what the risks are because IT maybe hadn't told them all the information, or, again, those key words, they know there's no context around the information they're given, or it's not normalized into something that the business can actually understand. Here's an example of where this could actually be implemented when it comes to Novell Solutions. If we think about our networks and this enterprise systems that we use, we have a lot of data flowing across the wire. And if you've looked at things such as the SEIM, Chalk Talks, or log management, we know that we have all this data and we're going to be looking at various events that have taken place on the wire. Now, an event within itself doesn't necessarily mean anything, because I now have to understand, well, what is the event, who is doing it, possibly maybe infer some kind of why, and then of course also be able to take that information and decide, is it normal? Now, how do I do that? Well, I have to look at what happened and then look again at historical data over time to make a decision. Then I need to report on any action or take some actions if necessary to actually deal with that event if it's necessary. Now, this is something, as we look at it, you might think, well, that's what IT does. But now the transparency factor comes in, that I want to be able to take this information and I need to expose this or make it visible, thereby creating transparency to business leaders so that they're understanding what's really happening within their environment. At the same way that from the top down, I'm going to have a particular meeting, we've got the business leaders over here sitting around, they're making decisions. Those decisions need to also flow down to IT in order for them to be able to make the appropriate decisions based upon business factors, not just the latest, coolest things. And so this is where technologies from Novell, such as the Access Governance Suite, the Compliance Management Platform, as well as the CMP extension for SAP, come into play. They provide that level of transparency so that we understand what's happening from a wire level all the way up to the business. And with tools such as AGS or Access Governance Suite, we're now able to give them that transparency and help the two, both business and IT, to work together.
This has been Justin Taylor with Novell, bringing you another Chalk Talk.